The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now that is the beautiful voice of Brenda Grealis, and I'm joined on the line by Peter Grealis, who's Brenda's husband and family friend, Caroline Murnan. And Peter, you're very welcome to the programme. And Caroline, you too. Life has changed so much over the last 18 months for you, for Brenda, for the whole family, hasn't it?
It has totally changed from being a normal house to now being totally lost with a person in that house who was part of the family, the whole family, the upbringing of the kids to working on doing our music on a daily basis, now to being lying in the bed.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the diagnosis that she has?
Brenda was, over a couple of months, was feeling unwell and was having headaches and started to have hair loss, and then it went down to a stage where her mobility started to get worse. And by the 6th of November, Brenda was rushed into the hospital where, while being in her house on that night, she got into a desperate spasm and pain. And there was nothing we could do to help her at that stage, only get the ambulance for her. Once she was brought into the hospital, they started to do bloods on her and do x-rays on her, and was brought to a ward and was sent for a scan to Galway called an EMG, which measures the electrical activity at rest and during contraction to deter neuromuscular abnormalities in the body. The purpose of this, to diagnose the conditions causing muscle weakness and numbness, tingling and pain. And it was then diagnosed that Brenda had stiff person syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Which is extremely rare, isn't it? I mean, there's only one person that you know of in the UK that has it. So this is, you know, something that I think people have heard about this because Celine Dion was diagnosed with it. But even what Brenda has is a more severe version, I understand, of the same disease.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's correct there. Basically, it's called PERM. And PERM is more severe, and it's harder to treat because it's more complex. It affects speech. It's what will be. Fluid in the lower brain, and that comes from a PET scan, and it's sound and light affects it as well.
Right. And now I'm conscious that your line is dipping in and out, and we'll try and improve that maybe even as we're chatting, Peter, if you could try and find a better reception. Because I want to talk to you about where you're at now, because Brenda's in hospital, isn't she? Because there's nothing.
I mean,
what do you do when you're in such a chronic situation?
Brenda's in hospital. She started off being in Mayo University Hospital, and she was transferred into Galway University Hospital, where they'd done a plasma flush, they call it, where they remove any harmful antibodies from the blood. And she had stayed there over Christmas, and then she returned to Mayo University Hospital again. And she returned back to Galway University Hospital again there 4 weeks ago, and is still there, basically being treated with the same condition, and is stable, but the spasms and pain are being treated, being complexed. It's based on a day-to-day. It changes from day-to-day, where a pain can be in your head today, it could be in your back tomorrow. It never stops, and the spasms don't stop either.
Mm-hmm. And Brenda's only in her 50s. You've four children, as I might have mentioned at the beginning. It's such a huge change. But you want to get her home, understandably.
Yes. Yes. The purpose of it is to get her stabilised, get her rehabilitation, get her respite, and then get her home. That's my aim.
Mm-hmm. Can she still communicate with you?
Yes, she she may not see me in full with her double vision. She will know my voice, and she will be able to respond to that straight away. And the nurses, sometimes during the day there, even when I'm with them, they just ask me questions about what she's saying, or what is in detail, is she looking for, or what does she want. So basically, I do understand that she understands me, what's going on, but it's her voice has reduced drastically in the last couple of months.
And how are you, Peter? Like, how are you coping?
It's hard. It's hard. It's tough. It's tough at the moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is tough. Yeah.
And the children, tough. I'm sure you're getting great support from the children, but it's rough on everybody, because it sounds like it happened relatively quickly too.
It did, Claire, yes. It did happen since the 6th of November. It's just like, it's no one can imagine it. It's happened, and like, the kids are just, they're wonderful, but you know, they, even this morning they're talking to me about it, and it's hard to tell them. Very hard to tell them what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough on them just to tell them, you know, she's sick, that's it.
Caroline, can I bring you in at this point? As I mentioned, you're a friend of the family and you're helping them, and you suggested this GoFundMe for Brenda, yeah, because this will help to get Brenda home. But I know it was something that the family didn't really want to do, as a lot of us, you know, would feel that they want to keep their business private and all of the rest of it. But you managed to convince them that they must go down this route if they want to get Brenda home.
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, thank you, Claire, and to all the team at Jews Talk for giving us this opportunity to share Brenda's story. Being on radio, as you can imagine, is not something myself or Peter are used to, but we're so grateful to you for giving us this time. Yeah, I broached the subject about the GoFundMe page to Brenda in December when she was in hospital, in Mayo University Hospital. And obviously, as you said, it's not something that she would have wanted to do, because she never thought she'd find herself in this position. But with the severity of the diagnosis, I really felt the financial impact was going to be huge on their lives. They weren't just looking at the loss of Brenda's income, but they were also now going to be facing massive expenses, like a motorised wheelchair, adapting their home in order to bring Brenda home, and the possible potential future long-term care needs. I really felt they were going to need a significant amount of help, and I kind of felt one way of doing that would be a GoFundMe page.
Mm-hmm. And so the aim then is to help them get through this really difficult period and all of the expense that comes with it, but also with an eye to the future.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, our goal on the page is 160,000. I launched the page on the 13th of January, and there's been such an outpouring of support for it. It just has been fantastic. As of this morning, we're over halfway there. Just over 84,000. And I just can't thank everyone enough who's donated to the page, who've shared the page, everyone that has reached out, her friends, her neighbours, the community where she lives has just been phenomenal. You know, they live in an area called Turla, just outside Castlebar. The people there in Park, Crimlin, Keelogs, Bellavary, Foxford, Ballycroy, it's spread right across the county.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great to hear it. I know that there is such support. Caroline, how will people find the GoFundMe page?
Yeah, so we have the GoFundMe page, and as long as people just go in and put in Brenda's name, the GoFundMe page will come up. We've actually got some really exciting news. Carl Smith, who's a cousin of Brenda's, who's also known as Chaz Smash from the band Madness, has reached out to offer his help when he was so heartbroken to hear about Brenda's diagnosis. He then chatted to a couple of his friends who have Mayo roots, telling them of Brenda's illness. And when they heard the story, they wanted to get on board to help us. So they've come together and they've very kindly recorded video appeals to review, to promote our GoFundMe page.
Well, that's great to hear. And we're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately, Caroline, but we'd love to catch up with you again, and you too, Peter, to find out how Brenda is getting on. And we all wish you the very best facing a very difficult situation. That's Peter Grealis and Caroline Murnan. That's it from us for today. Thank you very much for listening. Back with you tomorrow.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. conversation that counts.